Welcome to a special edition of the Chariot TechCast. I'm Ken Rimple. All this week, we'll be checking in with our consultants in the field who are attending SpringOne 2GX in New Orleans. Chariot's a SpringSource consulting and training provider, so we always send a team to the show. First up is Gordon Dickens, who chatted with me about last night's Rod Johnson keynote and a few of the sessions he attended today.
Well, I think that, you know, he's certainly shared some of the excitement about the Spring and the Spring direction in terms of all the upcoming products, but obviously the flagship product, Spring 3, but new releases in Spring Batch, Spring Security, Webflow, integration. So there's a lot of momentum going on, and it's really exciting to see all the new products coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Spring 3, are they planning on actually releasing it from here, or is it still going to be in a milestone state, a release candidate state?
They haven't made any indication on the actual release date yet, so but they have been, in certain sessions, indicating the intent for the final release, certain features and such, but there's been no announcement of a date yet.
Okay, so they're basically freezing features and doing bug fixes and getting to that point.
Right, they're still in milestone state, but it looks looks like it's on track for a nice, stable product.
Now, it seems like they covered Grails a little bit last night, too, huh?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Rod had mentioned that he was very, very proud to have the Grails team on board at SpringSource, and he asked Graham to come up and show a new feature that's coming out tomorrow, and that is the STS version 2.2 and its support for the Grails framework.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on that. So did it look pretty feature complete?
It was a very brief demo, but it looks like it, it is compatible.
Cool. So you can actually open up a Grails app and run it, create objects, things like that.
That's right, yep.
That'd be pretty cool. Now, also, I noticed they were talking about Spring Flex a bit, the Granite or the Blaze DS integration. What did they show last night?
They showed a little, almost like a chat / Twitter demo. It was actually kind of a combination of the two, and it featured Blaze DS. It featured some Spring integration components, so that one person signing on would be able to communicate through integration to another person directly, or if that person went offline, it would redirect the output over to their Twitter client.
Oh, and also another question I had for you, did they mention anything about SpringSource Roo at all, or is that still just kind of roiling around out there?
They did mention Roo. They said that's an exciting product that's coming up, and it gives developers a couple of different approaches, a couple of different exciting choices for rapid application developments, mm-hmm. either Grails or Roo.
Right. All right. So now today you've gone to a couple sessions. What were your one of your more favorite sessions you saw?
I think my favorite session at this point would be the Scott Davis presentation on RESTful Grails. And what was exciting about it was that he just didn't go up and do a rah-rah, this is Grails or Groovy, and this is fantastic. He went up and actually talked about the state of web services in the industry, how we've gone from SOAP and web services to REST being the more popular approach these days. So it was a really exciting presentation. Scott has a lot of energy. He's very knowledgeable on the subject matter. So it was entertaining. It was informative. And then he would go into the demo and say, look, in Groovy, I can write a couple of lines of code, and here I've got a Twitter feed coming in, and I can make a REST call out to a service, and here's my result from that. And it's very, very impressive. It was a very impressive subject with a lot of great content.
All right. Any other sessions you liked?
Well, we went to the Spring. It was a Spring Web Stack session. And they they went through a lot of the new 3.0 features that that include all the annotation and the RESTful URLs or URIs and the RESTful request mapping that can be done, and how much easier it is to do in Spring 3.0. They also talked about some other nice new features that were coming out and illustrated those, like this new formatter object, which is going to replace the property editor. And that looks like a very simple thing to integrate into your application. It's a stateless object. It's thread-safe. And all you do is create one for the app.
Oh, that's great. So it kind of says this is how you're going to format, phone numbers and things like that?
Right. Format phone numbers, date. So he demonstrated using JotaTime, which is quickly becoming the more popular date and time API for enterprise development. And if my memory serves, they also mentioned that in Spring 3, they're supporting the JSR 303. Isn't that the standard annotations for Java?
Yeah, so the bean validation and things like that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the bean validation, and then there's a standard annotation. Did I get the JSR wrong?
No, you might. There's two nine. Which one would you like?
There's a 330. There's a 303. There's a 331. I don't know, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, yeah. There's a there's the 1299. I think is Web Beans, which is the standard injection, container injection, and then 303 is the only other one I know by heart. Which, because I did a podcast on that one too, is the validations. So you could actually do like bean validation on your controllers and on your what are they, the forms.
Yes, on the inbound parameters, just write at valid, and it validates the property.
Thanks, Gordon, for sharing your observations. We'll have more throughout the week. Leave us feedback at techcastfeedback@chariotsolutions.com or hit us up on Twitter at @TechCast. For the TechCast, I'm Ken Rimple.